Welcome to the AC Green Show podcast. You already know this is Critical Thinking Space. If you like thought-provoking conversation, information, then you're going to love this. Yep, you know I'm pro-black, but that does not mean that I am anti anything or anybody else necessarily. Hey, listen, I treat you like you function, like you act, like you treat me. Reciprocity is what I love, and I think everybody loves that too. Let's get right into it. So are you for or against defunding the police? Do you know what is all about to defund the police? So as I'm looking at this, every police department around the country, they have their own way of looking at defunding. Some, like in Minneapolis, they want to abolish the police altogether. They want to just get rid of the police. Right. And they're going to reinvest the money and then create their own community policing forces. What does that look like? It hasn't been tried a whole lot, but it has been tried and it's been successful in some places. So let's not first think that this cannot happen. All right. The biggest thing that I see with all of this is there needs to be a reconstruction of how community policing or policing is done. So in order to really rebuild something, you got to tear down what you got. That's what I really see happening, is a tearing down of what's already there, because obviously it's been corrupted from the very core. So police unions have been a big part of that corruption, because they've been backing their workers, their police officers, sight unseen, just backing them. You know, no matter what they do, they have been found to back them. So with that level of insulation, I mean, a police officer like that guy, man, kneeling on George Floyd, he's literally looking into a camera like, hey, okay, you see me doing what I'm doing. That's the level of emboldenedness that does not need to happen. That police officer knew that no matter what, they're going to be protected. That's got to go. And that's why defunding the police may be a good idea. Now, in terms of public safety, we have to wait to see what that looks like. So what do you think? I need you to, you know, comment. I need you to look at this post as I posted in social media and all that, and comment and let me know, let us know what it is we need to see in these strategies. One great thing already I can see is that if you defund the police and create some other policing strategies from the ground, from the core, then you can move that money into prevention. You know, just like in healthcare, you know, it's one thing to, you know, give a certain level of managed care to people who are sick. But then there's another thing to do preventative so that they don't get sick. So, yeah, to put more money into these communities, into mental health, into those aspects of everyday life that we know needs to be better to begin with. Yeah. Less resources, you're going to have distressed communities. We already know that. So, yeah. So I want your comments. So defunding the police can mean a ton of things. As I look at the various strategies already put up, I see one idea was to insure police officers, because if they have insurance, if they have to carry insurance when they go do something against the public's trust, then that insurance is going to be leveraged, because these cities are losing tons of money paying off claims. That's number one. And then another thing is to license police officers. If you give them a license like you give a hair stylist, like you give a dentist or a doctor, you have to have a license. Once you breach that license, then you're no longer on the force. It's already done. What we need to get around, and what these measures get around, is the whole notion of the union that's protecting you no matter what. I can kill somebody and then they'll protect you as a police officer. Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I want to know what you think about these things, and you know, just the whole notion of taking the money, some of the money from police. And listen, defunding the police don't mean you abolish the police. Abolishing the police is abolishing the police. And I think in Minneapolis, they booed the mayor because they said, you know, we should abolish the police. He said, no way. You know, he's for, you know, a lot of the progressive movement, but he wasn't for abolishing the police altogether. And when he said no way, they booed him. And man, he walked out with his head tucked between his legs. I think you saw that video. But yeah, you know, abolishing the police is abolishing the police. Defunding the police is meaning taking some of the funds out of it. Like in Chicago, they went and built a $95 million police training academy. Why? To train them how to be worse at what they do already? You know, I don't really get that. At any rate, What do you think about defunding the police? So many strategies, but I believe you have some great strategies too. And what do you think it should look like? What do you think we can do as citizens? Can we be like small groups of trained professionals with guns, maybe, or without guns? How do you want to see it? All right. I've been telling you for years that we have the power. Now we're seeing that the people really have the power. They'll do what you tell them to do if we tell them with one voice. But you can't have power without a plan. So as we talk about self-policing, defunding the police department, abolishing the police department, we can utilize our collective one voice and say that. But with every power move you make, you gotta have a plan. So what would be your plan? Let me know what you think, everybody. All right, don't forget, check out the website when you get a chance, social media, Facebook, all that, as I throw up this podcast and all of that. Check out the radio shows all over town. You know what I want you to do. Yep, I do. I want you to have a great day, and I want you to be well.